You're listening to the Body Confidence Podcast. Take a deep breath, because this could be the beginning of the rest of your life.
So a lot of people struggle with self-doubt and thinking of themselves as not deserving or not worthy of the things that they want to achieve in life, whether through what they look like or what type of job they have or what type of lifestyle they're living, how much they travel. They feel like either they don't deserve it or they just don't know how to keep going when things get hard, because things will get hard, because that's what life is. That's how it works. It's just one obstacle after another that you have to deal with. And the best way to reach the goals that you have is to believe in yourself, even in the face of self-doubt. So you tell yourself, you know, I want to believe in myself in the face of self-doubt. It's a really crucial part to getting the things that you want out of life. And so on this episode, I'm going to share with you 10 things you have to stop doing right now if you want to be able to believe in yourself when the self-doubt sets in. So number 10, you need to stop waiting for permission. If you sit and wait for something to come along to finally inspire you to start working out or to apply for a promotion or to apply for a different job, or just waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen in order to spur you into action, you will never believe in yourself, because there's nothing to believe yet. If you haven't done anything, there's no way you can believe in yourself, because there's nothing to believe in. Like, you literally haven't done anything yet. So it's like if you want to be a marathon runner and you're like, well, you know, once I find the right program, I'll be able to start training and then I'll be able to sign up and whatever. Well, until you start that program or find that program or start that training, there's nothing to, how are you supposed to believe that you could be a marathon runner? I wouldn't believe it either. Like, you're not. You can't. So if you're waiting for permission, if you're waiting for something to happen, if you're just waiting to take action, you won't be able to believe in yourself, and it'll only be self-doubt, because honestly, that's the reality. I mean, you have to be practical and realistic when you're talking about this kind of stuff. And if you literally haven't done anything to work towards your goal, then how could you possibly expect to achieve that goal? So number 10, you need to stop waiting for permission and start doing something. You want to run a marathon? Go walk around the block. Walk around the block, start running, run for a mile, and then the next day run for 2 miles, and so on and so forth. Like, that's what you do. You want to start a business? Okay, think of an idea. Find out how to market it. Who would buy it? Set up a website. It is not hard. You just do it. Stop waiting for permission. Start taking action. Number 9, you need to stop making excuses. This goes along with number 10. The reason why you haven't found that workout program, or the reason why you haven't started doing a daily meditation practice, is because, oh, I'm busy, or oh, I don't know which one is best, or oh, I need to ask so-and-so because they know, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. Like, no, no excuses. Stop waiting around. You are responsible for what happens in your life, and you are responsible for building up self-confidence so that you can look yourself in the mirror and say, you got this. You're doing it. You're taking steps, and you can start believing yourself, because even when you take that first step towards your goal, it helps you believe that you can do it, because you can look back and say, well, I've actually done something. I'm not making excuses anymore. I'm not saying, oh, when this happens, I'll finally be able to do this. Or once I lose 10 pounds, I'll finally be able to love myself. No, start loving yourself right now. Stop making excuses. Stop putting these little milestones in place that you have to achieve before you can finally start doing the thing that's going to get you where you want. That's not how you believe in yourself. If you're doubting yourself, you need to have hard, tangible items that you can point to when that self-doubt starts creeping in. You can say, hey, no, because listen, I did this, I did that, I'm not making excuses anymore. This is happening. It's happening. So how can I doubt something that's happening? That's number 9. Number 8, You need to stop saying critical things about others. If you want to believe in yourself, you have to believe in other people as well. There is something very powerful about the energy that you give off and the thoughts in your head. If you are always saying negative things about other people, that's because you think negatively of yourself. That is true, 100%. People who say negative things about other people aren't happy, because guess what? There's always something bad to say. Always. But you can choose to say something positive. And people who are happy and people who enjoy their own life don't really have negative, critical things to say about other people. And people who believe in themselves, it's really easy to believe in other people when you also believe in yourself. So if you start believing in other people, you might also start believing in yourself, because you could see certain things in that person that you also have. So if you believe in your friend, and let's say she wants to start a photography business and she's really great and, you know, she's doing it and she is going out there and she's getting clients and she's building her book of business, and you see that and you're like, man, I'm really proud of her. Like, she's doing her thing. She's out there. She's making it happen. And I wish that I could do something like that. And then that self-doubt starts creeping in, and it's like, oh, but I would never be able to because blah, blah, blah. Here's your list of excuses that you always have, but you're not going to do that anymore. Right? So you look at this friend of yours and you're like, oh yeah, she's doing it and I'm really proud of her, and like, that's so cool. You can pick out certain traits that you share with that friend that you admire, and then you can use that to leverage against your self-doubt and say, hey, well, my friend Lauren is being successful in her photography business, and Lauren has these three traits and so do I. So why couldn't I also be successful in my business or my fitness routine or whatever it is that you're trying to do? You know, if she's disciplined and I'm also disciplined, then why couldn't it work for me? Okay. So, but in order to get there, you need to stop saying critical things about others and start admiring other people and realizing that you are not competing against anyone else but yourself. That's number 8. Number 7, you need to stop focusing on your weaknesses, because everyone else is already doing that for you. You need to focus on your strengths and focus on the things that are going to help you accomplish your goal. So when I was training for my marathon, I was not a fast runner. I knew that. But if I focused on, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to run like 10 minute miles. Like, I'm serious, like 12, 13 minute miles. Like, that's what I ran when I ran my marathon, but I still ran 26 of them. That's me focusing on my strengths. I'm not fast, but I ran far. I ran very far, but I did not do it fast. But who cares? My goal was to run a marathon, and I did it. So if your goal is to start a business, or your goal is to start having more self-confidence, you can't start by trying to fix the things that you're bad at. You have to start by doubling down at the things you're good at, because that is going to propel you. You know, if you start trying to fix the things you're bad at, it's like one step forward, two steps back. Like, you're not going to get very far. But if you focus on your strengths, you just go all in there, it's easier to see results, because you're using the things that actually work for you. Everyone has different strengths and everyone has different weaknesses. And you can't compare yourself to other people, because you're not them. You're not them. So why would you expect to have results the same way they got results when you have a different set of tools? Number 6 is, you need to stop listening to overnight success stories, because they are not real. And it doesn't just have to be for like something in business or something in like your career or whatever. It can also be just like happiness in general. Like, if you have a friend who's really content and really confident and really happy, and you're like, oh man, I really wish I could be like her. Like, she's got this great relationship and it seems like she's just always so happy and she has all this free time and like she's just so confident and she never gets down on herself. And it's like, you realize that you don't just wake up one morning and you say, ah, I'm gonna be confident, instead of super self-conscious. I'm just going to be confident today. And then the rest of your life, you're just this confident person. Like, it takes a long time to build that up. There's no such thing as an overnight success. There's no such thing as just this like meteoric rise to fame. Like, when that stuff does happen, what you don't hear is the 10 years that it took them to get to that point. That's what people don't talk about. And especially when it's like your confidence journey and really personal stuff, like every single thing that has happened in your life is shaping how you view yourself. It's shaping your self-image. It's shaping your body image. And it's shaping your self-confidence. Every single thing that has happened. So for me, that's 25 years. It took me 25 years to get to where I am right now with my happiness level, my confidence level, how I view myself, my self-worth, everything. So I can't even say, oh, it took me, 3 years to recover from my abusive relationship. Yes, it did. But it also took me, the 20 some years leading up to that to get into a place where that's how the relationship impacted me. So if you have gone through something that has made your self-confidence or your body image plummet, the events in your life that happened prior and the events in your life that happened after all impact how those events had an effect on your body image and your self-confidence and your self-worth. So it's all connected, and you can't, because otherwise, events impact people differently. So, one person's experience with a bad relationship is going to influence someone differently than someone else. So if you're listening to these people who are like, it took me 6 months to go from super corporate burnout to happy entrepreneur and super confident and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, maybe that's like the timeline until you finally started feeling better. But like, there were things that happened in the years before in your entire life leading up to that point that also impacted it. So again, you can't compare yourself to them because you have a different skill set, they have different strengths. And if you're listening to those stories, you're not focusing on yourself, and that's where the real work needs to get done. So that's number 6. Number 5 of the 10 things you must stop doing today if you want to believe in yourself, even in the face of self-doubt, is you need to stop assuming. You need to stop assuming that these people worked at something for, a month or a year or whatever, and then got these amazing results. Like, I want you to read some stories, read some like biographies about some of your biggest idols. Okay, so if it's like a singer or an actor or somebody like that, like read how they came to fame and actually how long it took them to get, like when they started to when you first even heard their name. When you actually make the timeline of when they started their craft, whether it was singing or performing or even just like someone who has a really good relationship or a really good marriage or something like that, when you think about like when they started to focus on building those strengths and building that skill set to get them there, it's at least 5 to 10 years of work that got them to that point. So if you read the stories about how people who made it actually made it, it's going to put everything in such a better perspective for you to kind of relax and realize that you have time to work on things. And anybody can have a life that they want. Anybody can. I was reading about Frank Sinatra and about how everyone thought he was crazy because he was this guy from Hoboken, New Jersey, and he would record these songs and like perform in these nightclubs, and he like had no money, and he went from like, he literally was like about to be homeless and finally got some singing gig. And it was just like this crazy story, and people were like, that guy is insane. Like, he acts like he's famous and he's not. Like, what is his problem? And he just knew that this is how his life was going to be, and he wasn't going to stop at, and nothing was going to stop him from reaching his dreams and reaching his goals. And guess what? You and I have both heard of Frank Sinatra. He made it. Now, I don't know how much of that had to do with his ambition and his relentlessness and how much of it had to do with like the mob, but that wasn't in the book that I read, so I don't really know all the details of that. But like, it was, I had no idea that he did all of these things before he was in the movies and before he was recording albums and things like that. I had no idea that it took him that long. I didn't know that he came from absolutely nothing. So you need to stop making assumptions about these people that you're looking up to or people that you think made it and in like a better time frame than you are, or people who have things that you want. You can't assume that they got them a certain way. That's number five. Number four, you have to stop hanging out with negative people. If you want to believe in yourself, even in the face of self-doubt, you need to surround yourself with people who support you and who support others. So if the people you are around are always talking shit about people and saying how stupid what someone is doing is, or just pointing out flaws in people, being just negative and talking about the ways other people are messing up rather than the ways that people are doing really cool things. And if you're just not around very inspiring people, you need to cut that out. Some people, obviously, you can't completely cut out of your life, but you can cut down the amount of time that you spend with them, for sure. You need to be around people who truly support you and want you to be happy, because deep down, negative people want everyone else around them to also be negative and unhappy. Like they say, misery loves company. That is very true. Because that means if your negative friends see you becoming something that they want to be, they'll just tear you down and they'll feed into your own self-doubt, and then you'll believe that, you know what, even my friends don't think that I'm going to be able to do this, so why even bother? Right? Number three, you need to stop letting other people influence you. If you want to believe in yourself, you need to be the loudest voice in the room, and your voice better be positive and it better be encouraging. And it is hard to do if you are listening to the opinions of other people. If you're trying to love yourself more and love your body more and increase your overall satisfaction with your life, and you have someone in your life who's constantly criticizing the way you look or telling you you're not good enough or saying that you don't deserve things that you have or things that you want, you need to completely block that voice out. I don't care if it's your husband or your boyfriend or your dad or your mom or your sister or your boss or anybody, if they are telling you that you aren't attractive enough, you aren't smart enough, you aren't, you know, thin enough, you aren't whatever, you don't deserve the things that you're working towards or the way you want to feel, you need to get that out of your life. I know that this is a hard thing to do, but sit down with them and have a conversation. If it's really someone who you care about in your life who's preventing you from feeling good about yourself, you need to sit them down and have a conversation and just honestly ask them, why do you feel like you need to say these types of things to me? Just ask them that. What are you trying to accomplish by making those comments? Are you trying to make me feel like a pile of crap? Because you are. Just tell them that. And I know that it takes confidence to say things like that, but honestly, who cares? Like, who cares? Like, what's the worst thing that they're going to say? Are they going to completely disown you and like never want to talk to you again? Okay, well then that probably wasn't a very good relationship to have in the first place if that's how easily they're going to abandon you. If you try and stick up for yourself, they're just going to leave. Okay, thanks, mom. You know, like that's not how a relationship should be anyway. And so you're not losing anything if that's how they react. I hope they don't react that way. But if they're saying that type of thing about you, they probably aren't very mentally stable themselves. So who knows what they're going to do? That's number three. Number two is a big one. You have to stop wanting results right now. Whatever reason you're feeling self-doubt, if it's about your career, or if it's about your worth, or if it's about your looks, or anything like that, you need to stop wanting and expecting results immediately, because life doesn't work like that. It's not fair for you to want to make $100,000 a year and only work for like 1 or 2 or 3 years and then boom, just get it. Like, that's not fair. Does it happen? Sure, that happens to some people, but not to most. If you want to look a certain way, if you want to lose weight or gain weight or do something like run a marathon, like, is it fair for a body that has been doing very little exercise, or like if you haven't been doing the things necessary in order to get those results, is it fair to expect those results to happen in a couple weeks? No, because what about the person who has been training? Okay, they worked, they earned it, and now they have the results. So if it wouldn't be fair for you to just be able to snap up those results in a couple weeks when it took someone else like years to build that stamina, or months and months and months to build their muscle mass or to lose weight or to get their metabolism higher. Like, when you think about it, life is very, very, very fair. Put in the right work and you will get the results. The amount of work you put in is directly correlated to the amount of results you get out. That is true in every single discipline for everything in life. So if you want to be happy and you want to love yourself and you want to feel good about the way that you look and who you are, and if you want to believe that you have worth, and if you want to be able to look yourself in the face in the mirror and say, hey, you've got this, and I'm not going to doubt that you're able to do the things that you want to do in life. When you start doubting yourself, if you want to be able to tell yourself, no, this is the way it is, and I'm going to choose to believe in myself, you have to work for it. It's not just like something that you decide one day and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I'm happy now. I'm just confident. Yep. Oh, I just decided to stop doubting myself. Yeah, that's all I did. It takes work. It takes mental work. You have to think about it. You have to get intentional about it. You have to practice it. This isn't like, I'm actually serious when I say you have to practice it. This isn't just something where it's like, oh, I'm doing my practice of self-love. No, this is a real tangible thing. It's like soccer practice. I'm not going to go out and be able to kick a ball into the freaking goal. I'm terrible at soccer. I don't know how to do that. So if you are someone who has never had self-confidence, how are you expecting yourself to be able to just wake up one day and be like, yep, super confident? Just because it's mental doesn't mean it isn't tangible. And I think that that's where a lot of people get things wrong when it comes to what goes on in your mind. If you have never had confidence or you are struggling with confidence, you aren't going to be able to believe in yourself when you start doubting yourself, because you are used to self-doubt. Not self-confidence. You're practicing self-criticism. So that's what you're naturally going to fall into. But if you start practicing self-confidence, you can balance out how much negativity has been in your mind with positivity, and eventually positivity will win. That's number two. You can't want it to happen immediately because it doesn't make any sense. How could it possibly happen immediately? If your whole life, or if for 3 years, or if for your entire marriage, or whatever, how long it is, whatever you're going through, it should take longer to fix it than it did to create it. Right? That just makes sense. The number one thing that you need to stop doing today if you want to be able to believe in yourself when the self-doubt starts coming in, stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop looking at what someone else has and feeling like crap about it. Focus on what you have. Focus on what you have going on. Focus on how you want your life to be, and then do everything in your power to create that for yourself. If you want to stop telling yourself that you hate what you look like, you need to practice telling yourself the things that you like about the way you look. And you need to focus on the things that make you worthy and valuable as a human being, because I guarantee if you're sitting there saying, I hate how I look, you have been told directly or subliminally that the way you look is a direct correlation to how much value you have as a person. And that is incorrect. The way you look has nothing to do with your value as a person. Zero, actually. None. So if you're comparing the way you look to the way someone else looks, you're comparing the wrong thing, because that stuff doesn't matter. When you are attractive and you have all of the things that you want physically, you start losing things that you didn't realize you had before. When you get to a certain level of attractiveness, then you start worrying that the only reason why people like you or talk to you or are in a relationship with you is because you're attractive. And well, everybody knows, as we get older, we get less attractive. You know, when you start aging, you're not going to look the way that you did when you were 20, 22, 25, 30, 35, whatever. You're not going to look that way. So then you start fearing, well, if I look any different, or if I gain 1 pound, or if I do something differently with my hair, or if something changes about my body, people won't like me anymore, and I will have no friends, and I won't have a job, or whatever. It's like, then that is the thing that you're worrying about. And if that's the thing that you're worrying about, you really, really need to start practicing your body confidence, because this is kind of like insurance against changes in your body. Because if you have confidence in your worth as a human and your worth as a woman, you can't let other people decide your worth for you. You don't let people take away your worth even if your beauty changes, because your beauty is not what makes you worthy and valuable as a human being. You are the only person that you have forever. So why not be the absolute best version of yourself that you can be? Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, head over to iTunes and leave me a rating, tell me what you thought, and let me know what you'd like to hear next.